on a very mythical episode of Truth Bombs.
No, you flew too close to the sun, my friend.
I biked too close to Guelph.
We're sorry.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Becca.
And we are three siblings who are unafraid to tell it like it is. How's everybody doing this evening?
Oh, fine.
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah? I don't think, and this is my mini truth, I have ever gone into a day with so many, like, good intentions of getting stuff done and had it just, like, fall completely apart.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I was supposed to record HI-101 today with Miller.
Yeah.
And like I set an alarm. It's Sunday morning. I set an alarm to be up bright and early to go over my notes, get ready. He's gonna listen to this and he's gonna die later. Got all ready and he like texts me, he's like, yeah, my voice is shot. I've got this like, you know, this cough from bronchitis that I had. I was like, okay.
Ugh.
We can like I'm not happy, but there's nothing we can do about this, so we'll just make the best of it.
Yeah.
So there goes a big chunk. Then I'm like, all right, fine. I'll just go and do my taxes then. Yeah, every single server that has anything to do with taxes is down today. I was going to do so many responsible and productive things. No. Universe just said, no, Adam. No. Today is the day you play video games and do nothing.
It's usually a Friday or a Saturday for me where I get up and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get all my weekend things done. And then my weekend's going to be... DM. It's gonna be free, and then I can relax for the rest of the weekend, and then it's just like, nope.
Yeah, no, not at all, not at all. Becca, what about you?
My mini truth was just gonna be that I'm super obsessed with those little how to make all these different kinds of foods and drink videos that show up on Facebook all the time now.
Yeah, those are I watch a surprising percentage of those.
I watch so many.
Mini truth is also about Facebook.
Is it? I just really like how they do them. Like if you haven't seen them, basically it like focuses, the viewpoint is like you're looking down at the counter, so you see hands coming in and like pouring stuff into the bowl and like mixing it. And
sometimes
like,
it's a little sloppy, but it's always like really fast and gives you the gist of it.
Yeah, it tells you how much and then like how long or whatever, and it moves the mixing bowl away and then it brings out the actual thing and it sits there looking real good, and then they break off a piece and like I assume try it and then like put it back, and there's always like cheese oozing out nicely or like chocolate sauce melting nicely. No, like, and they always look so good.
I do want to put those on blast, although this may be very misinformed and like misplaced blast, but like do they actually have the recipe with the actual proportions, because the video never lists them?
Yeah, they do. They list it as usually they're putting it in the bowl,
like as it's happening.
Some of them do, some of them do not.
All
the ones I've seen have, but I mean, I'm sure there probably are some that don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always annoys me when they don't have them. I don't know.
Yeah, that.
I'm sure there's like a link in the comments or whatever, but like, I wanna know.
Too much work.
There's just a man and he's picking up a clear glass bowl, and it's like skim milk, and there's clearly some milk inside, and I have no idea how much of it there is.
And oh, those ones. And he's like,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, it'll just be like, you know, add some chopped green onion. Bowl of chopped green onion goes in. It's like, okay,
that seemed like a lot.
What are we talking about here? Like, how much am I chopping?
Three stalks. Four stalks.
Half a cup. Is this in grams? How we do this? No, I want the recipe. I want to know the proportions. I'll probably never make it anyways, but I'd like to think that I could.
I want 450 newtons of green onions.
Well, you know what? Let's just leave that where it is.
I mean, you could do the conversion and it would be crazy. It's completely useless, but...
Ebon, what's your actual mini treat?
I've it's been like a week and a half or 2 weeks, but I am so fed up with tag a random person so that they have to open their phone and look at whatever for no reason. And that little fad on Facebook is just, I hate it so much.
Is that a thing? I haven't had that yet.
Sometimes it's like baked potato.
Yeah, tag a person who's a, total baked potato or like a...
Tag a potato head, guys.
It's not total... even usually that. It's just like for no reason, so they have to open their phone and look at whatever.
There's both of them going around.
Oh, I've seen more of this type.
That one's coming in strong now,
I'm so annoyed with that little fad. Yeah. So annoyed.
Yeah, it's the worst. No, thank you. That doesn't sound fun at all. Once again, I'm glad that I have very few people on Facebook. I've called that aggressively, and I have never regretted it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into things. Basically, I have to say that one of the best things about online shopping now is shipping speed, because there is one thing that happens to me every time I buy anything online, and it's this. I think about something and I make up my decision, make up my mind, make a decision, feel really good about it, click buy, and I go, oh my God, what did I just do? And I will feel like that until the thing shows up and I finally go like, yeah, okay, no, I did good. I did good here. This is worth the money. This wasn't a dumb idea. Like those couple of days while it's shipping though, I don't know what it is, but I have the worst buyer's remorse almost every time. So the faster we can get things to me, the better, every single time. I just bought headphones recently, and super fast shipping time. Nice. Made the whole thing very stress-free, very painless.
Nice. Yeah, I always feel when I do that, like, I shouldn't have bought something on the internet.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's less about how much I'm spending and more the way I'm buying
it. And then you're right, it comes in and it's like, oh, cool, I have a new product, and it came right to my door, and I didn't even have to go into a store and get it, and this is the best.
Yeah,
it's a little of both for me, though, I think. Like, it's the buying it online, but it's also the wait time. If something is going to be, like, a couple of weeks, there's going to be a tiny little background noise signal of stress going on about that purchase, where it's like, that was only $20, but it's taking... It's taking 2.5 weeks to get here.
What if it never comes and I don't get a refund? And
what if I'm going to get it here? I'm going to hate it. I'm not going to be able to get a refund.
That $20 can't talk to forever. Their manager.
There's no one I can go to. Like, what am I going to do? People are going to be like, what were you thinking? You bought it on the internet. This is your own fault. You should have known better. Every time. And I don't think I've ever actually been... dissatisfied with anything I've bought on the internet, except for one thing, which they lied about the product, and when I tried to get a hold of someone to return it, could not. So
what happened?
Oh, you know how a couple of times I've tried to give you a shock absorber for a microphone?
Oh yeah, I remember. It's the wrong size, right?
I contacted the buyer. I was like, how big is this? Will this fit my microphone? They're like, yes, absolutely. We have people who use your microphone with this shock absorber. And I'm like, all right. Okay. It's not that expensive. Okay, fine. I get it here. Yeah, there's no, like, I didn't even bother trying. It's absolutely too small. But that's the only thing I can think of, really.
Jeez.
It's just that wait period, man.
I'm sure if you looked at the history of things that I've bought online, it would be very odd. Like, it would give someone a weird picture of me. But maybe possibly a correct picture of me,
maybe a little more true to life than you'd like to admit.
Okay, let's break this down. My three major online shopping purchases. A lightsaber.
Yep.
A t-shirt.
How'd that one feel while it was coming in, by the way?
Oh, so stressful. So stressful. And then it got here and I'm so happy.
Yeah. I can only imagine the shipping time, though.
Forever. And a fee at the border, because the company that I bought it from are dicks, and they didn't pay.
I hate when they do that.
They didn't pay. Yeah.
Look, I work for a company where we ship stuff over the border all the time. I will tell everyone unequivocally, that is not the government's decision. That is the Mm-mm. decision of the person shipping the package.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Every single time. They can tell you whatever they want. I can tell you exactly where the little box is to check whether or not that company is going to pay the duty and taxes themselves, or if they're going to pass it on to you.
And it's not like it wasn't expensive enough already.
Yeah.
Two, a t-shirt that says "off book is a lie."
Okay.
Three, a bundle with beard oil and mustache wax.
Yeah, no, that's about right. I think that's about right.
And four, a Lego Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that gives you a fairly good picture of me.
Yeah, no, I'd say that sales history is fairly accurate. It's fairly representative of you.
Yeah.
Beck, what about you? Do you order much online?
No, this kind of relates to my full truth, though.
Okay. We can leave it alone then if you want, but...
Okay.
It's up to
either
you.
Either I can go right into it, or we can
segue in.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, why not? I'm done. I said my piece.
All right. All I was going to say is that since I haven't yet started my job, which means I don't technically have an income yet...
Yeah.
I do this thing where basically I just like shop online and fill up my shopping carts.
You're online window shopping. Oh,
I'm
no.
Online window shopping. But I save it all. Save it all. I have something I'm ready to check out with. But like basically I see how much I can get to get the free shipping. So if it's like $50 for free shipping, I want to see if I can get it in like 12 items or if I can only get it in like 4 or 5.
Okay.
That was all it really was, is that's where I'm at right now.
That free shipping. That free shipping is sweet, sweet stuff. But like, I wonder, see, this is the thing. I know that they don't, but when that happens, I always wonder if there's somebody like at Amazon being like, yo guys, check out this cart. It's been filling up, but it never empties out.
There are lots of sites that will email you reminders being like, hey, we've noticed that you have this sitting in your cart for 3 days.
Are there really?
Yeah.
That's friggin' evil. I kind of hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had that yet with my computer shopping, but I'm sure it might come.
No, I don't like it at all. Mostly because I do occasionally do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if anyone was to, like, be like, yo, Adam, what's up? Why haven't you checked out yet? I'd be like, I will empty out that shopping cart by hitting delete on all of those things and figuring out who is your direct competitor, because I hate this so much. I hate it so much.
They're not like pushy about it. They're not like, when are you gonna put your credit card number in? They're usually just like, hey, don't forget that you were looking at this stuff.
Can I get those digits?
Which is like pushy in a passive way, but it's not like, I don't know. It's not quite as bad.
Hey, can you do us a favor and flip that card right over? There's going to be 3 numbers on the back. We just need you to punch those in real quick.
We've already got your number saved.
Don't worry. It's real easy. Just one. You can sign up for one-click shopping. No problem. Anytime you want. We're here.
Ugh. Tappa, tappa, tappa.
How many things do you think you have in your shopping cart right now?
11.
Is that just one store?
That's one store, yeah.
I wonder how many shopping carts I have in various places in the internet that are like full, but I've completely forgotten about.
The forgotten carts, yeah.
The forgotten carts of Ethan Blesky.
There's some man and he's about to go out of business and he keeps checking every single day to see if Ebone buys that, like, I don't know. He was looking at like a top hat one time from some from some mom and pop shop that's got an online store. And he's like, someday that young man is going to buy my top hat, and it's going to be just enough to pay payroll next month. We can stay in business a little while longer. Meanwhile, Ebon found a smelly one at the antique store. He's good to go.
Joke's on you, fool. It may be a size too big, but that's nothing newspaper can't handle.
No, you don't pack that with newspaper.
No, I hot glued ribbon inside.
Oh, well, thank God.
A practical solution.
You think someday Ebon's head heat is going to melt the glue? And it's gonna like start sliding down his head, but then he's gonna freak out and the glue's gonna harden again and it's gonna be stuck to his head.
I don't think so.
I doubt it, but we can only dream.
This is what I want out of my life right now. This is the main thing I'm wishing for. What if Ebon had like a ribbon just like permanently attached to his forehead?
That I could see and maybe be okay with. Depends on the ribbon.
He'd find a way to work like, it.
Yeah, I'd work it.
You'd look like a space prince from the 1950s.
Yes.
That's his dream.
I didn't know it until now, but yes.
And that's the day that Ebon starts wearing eyeliner every day. I think more than anything, I've tried to, number one, consolidate the number of places where I buy stuff online. Mm-hmm. And number two, try and use wish lists instead of the cart. Because I guess my biggest fear at this point is that I'll use the cart as a wish list and then one day go to buy one thing and accidentally buy everything in the cart.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm planning on buying this stuff. I just have to justify it a little better than just I want it when I don't have money.
No, that's reasonable. Ebon, what's your truth this week?
Oh. I nearly accidentally killed myself today.
Okay.
So, this weekend...
Again?
Yeah. This weekend, I decided to get... I had had my bike stolen, so I got Dad's old bike tuned up and, like, really nicely... like fixed up, and I got all the gears and everything oiled, and it's like perfect. It's summer roadworthy, and it's gorgeous. And then yesterday I biked 15 kilometers and it was awesome, and everything was good. So I decided to go for a bike ride again today.
Okay.
But I didn't put a limit on myself like I probably should have. And I biked for an hour 45 minutes and made it 31 kilometers.
It's a decent ride.
It is a very decent ride. I got back home and...
And then his legs didn't work.
And my legs didn't work. And I was extremely cold until I ate food, even after having like a hot shower.
Oh
my
God.
I had to chug like a ton of water. Like not chug, I was sipping it slowly, but... I had, like, what is this, 24 ounces? I had, like, 3 24-ounce bottles of water.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that's not happening again in the near future.
We had I a told tiny you to chat work up about to working it. Up to stuff instead of
I told
jumping
you.
Right in.
Ebon, what was the first thing you told me when you told me you were getting a bike? What was the first thing I told you?
Just do, like, 22-minute episodes of TV instead of 45.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I made it most of the way to Guelph and back, which is pretty impressive, I think.
It is pretty impressive, but I mean...
You know what would be more impressive is if you could walk afterwards.
I could walk. I thought I was going to be trapped in the basement for a while after I made it down the stairs, but I made it back up.
Oh, man. Ebon.
I'm feeling better now, but, like, yeah, that's not happening again for a while.
I don't even know what to say.
I think I'm going to work myself up to that point and then past it over the summer, but I think one weekend is ambitious to, to get there.
Maybe a little.
This is my second time biking in like 10 years. I can go further. Oh, man. Yvonne.
Yeah. So that's my truth. Also, the first time I went out, my seat didn't fit quite right, and I think I bruised my butt bones.
Yeah, that bike's also a little big for you.
It isn't once I sized it up, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds like it would be.
It fit pretty well once I got it all set up properly, but...
Okay.
But yeah. Good times. Now I got a functional bike, and I'm gonna get my cardio real good.
And maybe even one day you'll be able to get back on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip leg day this week. Leg day's usually Tuesday. I don't think they'll be ready by then.
Dad's gonna go down, he's gonna be like, Yvonne, you ready for work? And you're just gonna be lying there, not even sobbing.
Just blank.
Whimpering.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you flew too close to the sun, my friend.
I biked too close to Guelph.
Yeah. I don't even know what else to say. Like, I used to bike a little bit more than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
That's I've done rides much longer than that, but they're rough. It takes you a long time to get there.
Yeah.
Like a really long time.
I popped the bike computer on too so I could see how fast I was going, like how long I was out. That's why I know the exact kilometerage of it. You can't really say mileage if it's kilometers. The kilometerage.
That
sounds weird.
I think mileage has kind of been Kleenexed a little bit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fair. But yeah. My average speed was 19 kilometers an hour, but that's because on the way back, the wind was in my face and also I was exhausted. Most of the time, like on the way out there, my average speed was at 23 kilometers an hour. My fastest speed was 39.8 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
Because I went down a big hill.
Tell us more stats, Yvonne. Oh, I know exactly which hill that was, too. Coming into West Montrose?
Yeah, from Catherine Street.
Yep.
I got some real good speed. And I passed some bikers, and they were like, ooh. And I gave them, like, the little salute wave thing. Yeah.
You passed some bikers, and they were like, hey, buddy, slow down, you're going to hit.
I'm like, thanks, you too. Yeah. So yeah, that was my day.
That sounds like quite the adventure. What?
You don't have any questions.
I don't, because this is a really straightforward thing. You done goofed.
You did bad.
You did bad.
You did a bad.
You biked wrong.
Yeah.
You're paying the price, so I mean, like, what am I gonna do, right? Like, me telling you this is not anything that your body isn't already telling you also. Probably better than I can.
I'm not looking forward to tomorrow.
Nope, you're gonna have to stand up whole bunch of time on those wobbly noodle legs. And, like, good luck with that.
I was gonna say, like, spaghetti legs, and then I was like, no, let's go for a more obscure pasta. And then all I could think of was minestrone. And
why I'm like, that's not a more pasta. Obscure pasta? That's not a pasta. Why do you need a more obscure pasta than spaghetti legs? What were you hoping for here?
Skinny. Maybe I was thinking like some elbow pastas. Or
you
like...
want some fusilli legs? Is this what you're looking for?
That's the one. That's what I'm looking for. I mean, I'm not looking for it anymore. I've got them. I've got some fusilli legs.
What about Scooby-Doo's?
Now that just sounds adorable.
Got some wagon wheel legs. What are you gonna do about it?
He's got the alfagettis.
he's rocking. He's packing some raviolis back there.
They're so filled with meat.
Oh no.
All right.
It's so wrong, but it's so right.
All right. Well, I'm going to go call up Chef Boyardee and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Astrological sign. Astrological path to your life. Astrological lines. It's astrological time.
All right, another lunar cycle has completed.
We have called gone month, man. That just sounds weird.
New to full.
Stop breathing on me.
Back to new moon. And it is time to revisit where we sit amongst the stars in horoscope.
In horror. In at the things that you just said.
Yeah, welcome to the horoscope.
Welcome to the horoscope. Do you feel dirty?
Please adjust your horror vision.
Do you feel bad? Do you feel really, really bad right now? Then apparently you're hearing the same stuff we are.
I don't. Am I supposed to feel bad?
Adam, why don't you go over what happened for everybody last month? Or I guess this current month.
As we at the end of the lunar cycle.
Yeah, that's
okay. Oh, no, gross. Yvonne, you gotta cut that out. Gemini.
Moonrise, moonset. Moonrise, moonset.
This is the worst. I hate this so much.
Moonrise.
Okay, Yvonne, done. Stop.
OMG, could this month get any busier? Between school and your social life, you'll be constantly in demand. On the 17th, some VIPs will notice your hard work. Congrats. But don't use that to justify not taking care of yourself. Schedule in some sleep time along with everything else to avoid zombified exhaustion.
Isn't that when we moved you back home?
No.
No.
That was last Sunday.
We moved you back home?
No. The 17th was last Sunday.
Oh.
Well. Is that when we watched those Ewok movies?
Was that last Sunday?
I don't know.
I think that was the Sunday before.
Oh.
Because I had the 17th marked down for my day, too, right? And I did nothing. Like, nothing.
Oh. What was supposed to happen on the 17th? People were supposed to hunt me out or something?
Yeah.
Some VIPs will notice your hard work.
I mean, you got an ice cream cake this week.
I did.
So that's...
Well, I mean, technically half. The other half was for somebody else, but I mean...
Someone gave you half an ice cream cake?
No, we shared the same ice cream cake.
It was just half in honor of Becca, it was half dedicated in honor to two of people.
Oh.
It was in the shape of a heart.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it was beautiful and delicious.
Thank you, Becca. Welcome, Erin.
Yeah, she got hired on because she's done school now.
Sweet. So we'll put that as a kind of
plausible.
Sure. Up next is me.
Yay.
Leo. Yeah. You've had to buckle down this winter, but fun will make a comeback in April. We're talking GNOs, parties, maybe even a road trip to a spot you've never been before. And be sure to block off the 12th for date night when you and your love will be totes in sync. And hey, treat yourself to a fab OOTD for the occasion.
Aww. Wow.
Do you guys need me to go over those?
I forget what OOTD is again.
Genetically Modified Objects, Ocarina of Time Dude.
Oh, Ocarina of Time Dude. Yeah, totally.
Outfit of the day?
Sure.
It's just jeans, a t-shirt, and a hoodie, but...
That's your OOTD.
That's my Ocarina of Time Dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went with a Henley today, actually.
Nice.
I'm wearing fancy track pants, my science school sweater, and a t-shirt with Tina Belcher on it that says butts.
Wow, how long did that take you to put together this morning?
I mean, I've been thinking about it for a few days. I just needed the right opportunity.
Right. She's never really not thinking about that t-shirt.
That's actually so true.
um, there was a hangout like right at the beginning of April, which I guess is a GNO, which was pretty good. Yeah. Well, it was a poker with a lot of guys and zero girls, but
guys' night out. Gambling
works for me.
Nice.
Gambling night out. Exactly. I don't think I saw Yumiko on the 12th.
Oops.
But yeah, plausible. We'll go with half and half once again. Ebone. Libra. Oh no.
Don't make it weird. It's not going to be. Just let the words fall out of your mouth.
And into his ear hole.
Hang on. I got it. Hang on 1 second.
Get the voice. Get the tone. Set the mood.
Secretly brooding over a bad breakup, cursing the day you ever met your ex. At least now you know what you don't want. With an assist from the new moon on the 7th, you'll feel motivated to make a fresh start and move on for real. The timing couldn't be better. The sun will introduce you to a better match by the 19th.
So neither of those days was the 17th that you thought it was.
Yeah, you were paying attention to the wrong place, my man.
Okay, the 7th was a Thursday. And the 19th was last Tuesday.
Yep.
I don't think I did anything either of those days.
Some missed opportunities right there.
I think that one's a bust. Just all in general.
Swing and a miss.
Everything about that horoscope was a bust.
Everything was wrong.
It was a bad, bad horoscope, and I hated reading it. Becky, you were right. It's awful.
I'm sorry. I remember that horoscope being more tame than it was.
No, it's not.
Not like it was savage.
Jeez. You got f-ing wrecked by that one.
Indeed.
Okay, Adam, what's in store for me?
Yeah, do you want the usual order, or do we want to mix it up a little bit?
Mix it up. I'm always first. I hate being first. I want to go last.
Sure, let's do this thing. Adam, you go first. Put me in the middle, and Becca will go last.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Leo first. Awesome. Can't even begin to describe this month, Leo. Near the 10th, you'll achieve a dream you've been working toward forever. Prepare for your moment in the spotlight and bask in the glory. You so deserve it. Then, after the 20th, you'll spend most of your time celebrating with friends. Isn't May the best? Let me just, for the record, isn't May the best? !
Nice. Nice. Oh. So you're finally going to learn to slam dunk.
I guess. I have been working.
Learn how to whistle this year.
I have been working on my nasty jams lately. Ebone is the person who would not be able to whistle. Let's face it. If anyone out of the three of us, no. I know he can. I'm saying of the three of us, if anyone could not whistle, it would have been Ebone.
Unnecessary blast.
Look.
Hey, Ebone, how old were you when you learned to snap your fingers?
I was about to say I already had that slot taken up by my aunt. By my snap disability, okay?
Oh, so you think you only get one?
No, but statistically.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Are you okay?
Plus, I'm like a poly whistler, yo. I can whistle in like three different ways.
That's fantastic. Listen, I'm not saying...
Also, I can do this great thing where I take two fingers.
Oh, God.
I put them up to my mouth.
No, you know what? I actually do need him to finish this sentence because leaving it out there is going to be too weird. Don't stop him. Don't stop him. He needs to keep going.
One thumb on my jaw and my ring finger on the other side of my jaw. So that my fingers are like on the one side of my nose, right? And just...
Yep.
Just like that.
Is that what that was supposed to sound like?
Sometimes. It gets weird.
Yvonne.
Like a deflating balloon.
Can you play When the Saints Go Marching In real quick for me?
Ha ha ha.
Look like they're about to pop out of your face.
Yeah, but that was tight.
That was all part of his Louis Armstrong impression. Well, we have no listeners left, so we might as well just do whatever we want from here on out.
Because
everybody turned this off. Every single listener just turned this show off. That was the worst thing I've ever heard. What was that?
I'm making the skin between my fingers vibrate.
Yeah, it was weird. You can see it from the outside, and it's a little horrifying.
Yeah, okay. Now imagine in slow-mo back. Just imagine what you saw, but slowed down to like 1,000 frames a second, where it's just like flapper, 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 while his eyes are just like bulging out.
Okay.
Nothing about that was good. Listen, the other horoscope says you're gonna like get like a first date or something like that. Can I give you a piece of older brotherly advice? Never do that. Don't do that. Don't, please don't do that. Even you're my brother and I love you, but like I almost just stopped talking to you forever. Here's your horoscope.
Yes, please.
On the 9th, you'll need to face your doubts about a certain relationship.
What?
You tend to put others ahead of yourself, but in May, the stars will urge you to figure out what you really want. Journaling can help. By the 20th, you'll have your answer, which will free you up to enjoy every sec of Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, because Day weekend is what I'm looking forward to the most in the next little bit. What is this bullshit?
You know what? I got good news for you. You know that opportunity you missed out on the 19th?
Does it, like, double up?
Not that big a deal. Apparently it didn't work out.
I missed, like, the first half of that.
Do you need it again?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'll be quiet this time.
Thank you. On the 9th, you'll need to face your doubts about a certain relationship. You tend to put others ahead of yourself, but in May, the stars will urge you to figure out what you really want. Journaling can help. By the 20th, you'll have your answer, which will free you up to enjoy every sec of your Memorial Day weekend.
Huh. It doesn't say a past relationship, just any relationship. So it could be like
a certain relationship.
Well, maybe we're gonna have a big
brother sister.
Next month we're gonna get.
Worried about me and Adam.
Next month I'm gonna get 17 magazine in my mailbox, and it's just gonna say Libra. Ebon's going to have a horrible month. It's going to be awful and he's going to be sad. And that's all it's going to say here. That's what I'm expecting. This is the trajectory that we're on at this point.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to read that to you. I'm going to have to read it to you. And you're going to be upset. And there's nothing I can do about it because this is the truth.
To be fair, my Memorial Day weekend looks pretty awesome. So
Well, you're going to be able to enjoy every second.
Situation.
Figure out what you want.
Get to journaling. Figure it out.
All right. Sounds good. What's Becca's horoscope?
Gemini. No. Uh-oh. I have real bad news.
Uh-oh.
With Mercury in retrograde till the 22nd, you'll have a hard time expressing what you want to say. Yep, basically a Gem's worst nightmare. Positive spin. Here's a chance to tune into your inner voice, which has so much to tell you. When the sun is back in your corner on the 24th, you'll be able to say it all with style.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Mercury is in retrograde, Ebon.
Yeah, that messes everything up.
This is a full-on emergency.
I wouldn't say I'm a typical Gemini in that I don't tend to...
Mercury retrograde alert. Yeah, I got nothing else. Yeah, basically. Have you guys, I'm certain I've talked about this before, but have you ever been to ismercuryinretrograde.com? Mm-hmm. It's very helpful for if you need to know that one specific thing. Useless if you need anything else. That's all I got to say about it. Every once in a while, I'm like, oh man, all this stuff's going wrong. Maybe Mercury's in retrograde. It'll let me know. It's very fast, very efficient. Mm-hmm. Huh. My favorite part about it, though, is when it says no, it's like you're going to have to find something else to blame your problems on.
Something else must be bumming you out.
Yeah, basically.
It's currently not in retrograde.
It's going to be for a while, though. When does it start? Since you're there anyways?
1:20 p.m. on April 28th.
We're nearly there. The day after this episode comes out. You've got... Listen, if you listen to this the day it comes out, you have 24 hours to prepare.
Yeah.
Batten the hatches. Mercury is going in retrograde. It's going to mess everything up.
It really is. Cats will be dogs. Glasses will be upside down.
Everything's wrong. All right. Well, it looks like we're in for a rough May, except me. I'm going to have a fabulous month. It's just going to be off the hook, honestly. I don't even know what the thing is that I've been working for forever is, because I've got a lot of stuff on the go. But it's going to be achieved, and I'm going to love it. And you'll I'm going to be so happy. So happy. I'm going to be so, so happy all of May.
When the universe tells
you. Mm-hmm. Basically. So, I'm going to... hang some confetti off of my ceiling with like a rope, like a pull rope for celebrating when I achieve my dream that I've had forever. We'll be right back on Truth Bombs. That's just about it for us this week on Truth Bombs. Make sure you head over to truthbombs.ca to find all the places we live on the web. You can get
don't
our
go
email.
To toothbombs.ca.
Toothbombs.ca is a very odd site. Listen, I've been there, and let me tell you, just as a favor, friend to friend, just don't go there.
It's just a sign-in page for the CIA.
It's weird. Like, it's not even like you're not going to be scarred by it necessarily.
But
you're like
gonna be haunted.
But you're gonna get there and you're gonna be like, what is this? who put this on the internet? Why did they take the time to make this? This is weirdly elaborate and intricate and well made, like really on point, like from a design standpoint. What's going on here? Just don't go there.
No color matching's off the hook.
Also, it's just like full of viruses. So yeah, just. Trojans. You don't want to mess with that.
Worms.
You got everything in there.
Door bandits.
Whoops. If you go to truthbombs.ca, you can find our email where you can send us things like truths that you have. What do we send in, guys? Crazy like advice on situations about what you'd like to know, the worst case scenario, questions for the haunted eight ball, things you want us to look up in the old timey encyclopedia. If you've got a dream that you'd like us to interpret, we'd love to do that for you. If you want us to check out your horoscope, let us know. We'll read it in next month's batch.
Yeah,
and you can send all that stuff to us. You can also find our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Tumblr. All of that good stuff. Oh my goodness. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Maybe leave a rating and review while you're there. You can also find links to my project, hi101.ca, which is my history podcast. There's a link there to Becca's Twitter, which is it's always good. It's basically always stuff happening over there. Check it out. And then ebone.ca, which I never know whether or not it's updated.
There's technically a link to it.
There is a link to it. You can get there from truthbombs.ca. So mm-hmm. that is a true thing.
And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't jank up your life with your last flip.
Thank you.